Edit by story structure, not clip number. Assign clips to story roles in Hero's Journey, 3-Act, AIDA, PAS, and the YouTube formula, and let the AI suggest where each shot belongs. Overview. Gnarls here. Overview. You opened your timeline at clip 1. You stared at clip 2. You scrolled to clip 17, decided it was actually clip 3, dragged it left, and now everything past it is 2 seconds off. By the time you got to clip 30, you forgot what the cut was about. Overview. That's not editing, that's bookkeeping with thumbnails. Overview. Your edit is a story. It's not a list of timestamps. We built the narrative framework view so the timeline finally knows the difference, and so do you. The list versus story reframe. Here's the trap. Every NLE since the 1990s gave you a horizontal track and called it a timeline. Beautiful. Honest. Also, secretly a spreadsheet. First column clip, second column endpoint, third duration. You scroll, you drag, you ripple, you scroll. The list versus story reframe. The story in your head doesn't work that way. The story in your head has roles. There's the part where you set up who the subject is. There's the part where everything goes sideways. There's the climb back. There's the landing. The list versus story reframe. When you edit clip by clip, you spend the whole night translating between the two. You know what the story wants. The timeline only speaks timestamps. So you do the translation in your head, by hand, every drag. The list versus story reframe. We took that translation away from you. The narrative framework view, shipped as part of the multi-agent timeline build at the end of November, gave you a second way to look at your edit. Same clips, same project, same export. But instead of clip 1, clip 2, you see roles, setup, confrontation, resolution, or ordinary world, call to adventure, ordeal, or hook, content block, pattern interrupt, CTA, whatever framework matches your story shape. The list versus story reframe. The clips don't move, the labels change. And once the labels are on, everything you do next is in service of the story, not in service of the spreadsheet. Left, a flat list of timestamps in a gray console. Right, the same clips arranged on a glowing narrative arc. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. Open a project, press the storyboard button. The timeline collapses into a grid. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. Every clip becomes a card. The thumbnail comes from the middle of the clip. Not the cold first frame, not the dead last frame, the middle, or the shot is actually about something. The card carries a duration. It carries a role badge if you've assigned one. It can be dragged. It can be grouped. It can be sorted. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. Group by none and you get all your clips, in timeline order, as a wall of thumbnails. This is the view for when you can't remember what you shot. Scroll once, now you remember. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. Group by role and the wall reorganizes by narrative function. Every setup clip lives together, every confrontation clip lives together. The clips you haven't tagged yet land in unassigned, sitting there asking to be picked up. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. Group by act and the grid splits into the act structure of the framework you picked. Group by track and you see how audio, overlays, and video clips line up, useful for the layered docs where the voiceover is doing half the work. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. The narrative view sits next to the storyboard. Three modes, timeline, structure, storyboard. Same data, three lenses.
Timeline mode keeps your horizontal track, but paints each clip in the color of its assigned role, so you can see at a glance where setup is bleeding into confrontation. Structure mode plots a pacing curve, how intense the cut should be at each beat, and overlays your actual cut on top, so you can see where your edit drags and where it spikes. Storyboard mode is the grid. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. You bounce between them. Storyboard to assign roles, structure to check pacing, timeline to actually cut. Reps, sets, cuts. Storyboard grid and the narrative view. The five frameworks we shipped. We shipped five frameworks, not 50, not 500, five that cover most of what a creator actually ships. You can build your own on top, but most cuts land cleanly inside one of these. The five frameworks we shipped, Hero's Journey, 12 beats, 3 acts. The five frameworks we shipped, Joseph Campbell's classic monomyth in 12 beats, Ordinary World, Call to Adventure, Refusal of the Call, Meeting the Mentor, Crossing the Threshold, Tests, Allies, Enemies, Approach to the Inmost Cave, Ordeal, Reward, The Road Back, Resurrection, Return with Elixir. The five frameworks we shipped. This is for the long-form transformation cut, the doc about the person who left their job to make pottery, the brand piece about the company that almost died, anything with an arc. Somebody starts somewhere, gets called, gets tested, ends up changed. The five frameworks we shipped. The pacing curve peaks at Ordeal around the middle and again at Resurrection near the end. If your cut is flat through those beats, the story isn't landing. The structure view marks that flat patch in cyan. You'll know where to lean in. The five frameworks we shipped. Three-act structure. Setup, confrontation, resolution. The five frameworks we shipped. 25% setup, 50% confrontation, 25% resolution. The oldest structure in the book, and the one 9 out of 10 edits actually want. The five frameworks we shipped. This is for everything that isn't a tutorial or a personality reel. The vlog, the short doc, the wedding teaser, the corporate piece that pretends to be a story. If you're not sure which framework to pick, pick this one. The five frameworks we shipped. The midpoint, right at the 50% mark, is where you raise the stakes. If your cut doesn't have a, wait, this just got bigger, moment in the middle, the audience checks their phone. The structure view marks the midpoint with a chrome tick. Aim a clip at it. The five frameworks we shipped. YouTube formula. Hook, intro, content blocks, pattern interrupts, CTA, outro. The five frameworks we shipped. This is the retention-tuned structure. 5-second hook, 5-second intro, content block, pattern interrupt, content block, pattern interrupt, CTA, outro. The five frameworks we shipped. The pattern interrupts are the trick. Every 25% of the way through, you need a change. A B-roll burst, a joke, an angle shift, a quick story, a tease of what's coming. The view will mark where they belong. If you don't have a clip there, the structure mode flags an empty band, and you know you need to drop in cutaways or you'll lose half your audience in the soft middle. The five frameworks we shipped. If you ship long form on YouTube, pick this one. The hook beat asks 5% of your total runtime. 5% of a 15-minute video is 45 seconds. That's all the time you get before they bounce. Treat it like a sprint. The five frameworks we shipped. ADA, attention, interest, desire, action. The five frameworks we shipped. Use this when the cut is selling something.
The product reveal. The course launch. The brand sizzle. Attention is the first 15%. The eye grab. Interest is the next 30. What does the thing do? Desire is the next 35. What does it feel like to have it? Action is the closer. The five frameworks we shipped. If your edit feels like a vibe wash with no ask at the end, you skipped action. The structure view will tell you the last 20% has zero clips tagged action, and your CTA is invisible. The five frameworks we shipped. Problem agitate solution, the persuasive cut. The five frameworks we shipped. Problem, agitate, solution, proof. The five frameworks we shipped. Use this for sales videos, case studies, demo reels, anything where you're convincing somebody to switch. 25% identifying the problem, 25% twisting the knife, 35% presenting the solution, 15% of proof, testimonials, data, demos, and the close. The five frameworks we shipped. It is the most direct of the frameworks. It's also the easiest to overdo. The agitate beat is 25% of your runtime, not all of it. If your cut spends the first 90 seconds making people feel bad, they'll leave before the relief shows up. The structure view will warn you when your agitate band is eating the solution band. The five frameworks we shipped. That's five. Hero's journey, three act, YouTube formula, AIDA. Problem agitate solution. We seeded each one with a pacing curve, a color scheme, and coaching prompts per beat. So when you click into Ordeal or Pattern Interrupt or Agitate, you get a short coach note explaining what that beat is doing for the story and what to look for in your footage. AI role assignment suggestions. Here's where the work gets light. AI role assignment suggestions. You don't have to tag every clip yourself. You can, and sometimes you want to. The cut is yours, the choices are yours. But for the first pass, you press one button. AI role assignment suggestions. The button is Suggest Roles. The AI reads everything it already knows about your project. The per-frame descriptions, the diarized transcript, the title and synopsis it wrote when you uploaded, and it proposes a role for every clip in the project. It runs against the framework you picked. So if you're on three-act, every clip gets nominated for setup, confrontation, or resolution. If you're on Hero's Journey, the same clips get nominated against the 12 beats instead. AI role assignment suggestions. You don't have to take the suggestions. They land as proposals. You see them in the storyboard grid as ghosted role badges with a sparkle icon. Click to accept, click to reject, click to swap. The clips that don't fit anywhere stay in unassigned, and that's data too. Those are the clips that probably don't belong in this edit. You can stash them or cut them. AI role assignment suggestions. Why does this work? Because every frame got described, every word got transcribed. The AI knows that clip 17 is wide shot, golden hour, subject walking away from the camera, no dialogue, music swells. And it knows that's a crossing the threshold shot, not an ordinary world shot. It's not guessing from the timecode.
It's reading the footage. AI role assignment suggestions. We ship the suggest roles route as part of the same multi-agent wave that built the narrative view. It calls into the project's existing context, the same context the chat panel uses when you tell it what you want and watch it cut, and returns a structured proposal per clip. You see the rationale, you approve the ones you rank, you ignore the rest. AI role assignment suggestions. It's a sparring partner, not a replacement.
It does the boring tag every clip pass, so you can spend your judgment on the hard ones. AI role assignment suggestions. When to override the framework. The framework is scaffolding, not a prison. When to override the framework. The structure view will tell you that your three-act cut has 18% setup, 62% confrontation, 20% resolution. It draws a little chrome warning on the setup band, because the framework says setup should be 25%. You look at it, you think for a second, then you ignore it, because your cut has a one-line cold open that does the work of 3 minutes of setup. When to override the framework. That's the right move. Override. When to override the framework. Frameworks are common shapes. Your cut is a specific shape. The job of the structure view is to show you the delta, not enforce a template. When the delta is wrong, fix the cut. When the delta is right and the framework is wrong, fix the framework, pick a different one, or build your own. When to override the framework. Three reasons to override. When to override the framework. You're telling the truth of a real event. Documentary footage doesn't always rhyme with a 12-beat arc. Sometimes the ordeal happened in the first 30 seconds, and the rest of the cut is processing it. That's a real shape. Don't force a hero's journey on it. Build a custom framework with the actual shape. Inciting event, aftermath, reckoning, new normal. And assign clips to those beats. When to override the framework. The audience is bored of the shape. YouTube formula works until your audience has seen 10,000 videos shaped like it. If your channel's voice depends on breaking the shape, the framework is fighting you. Override. The structure view will tell you you're off on every beat. That's the point. That's the voice. When to override the framework. You have a constraint the framework doesn't know about. A 20-second ad has different gravity than a 12-minute essay. A client locked you to a song with its own pacing. A sponsor segment has to land at 1:45. You know. The framework doesn't. Override. When to override the framework. The structure view is a coach with a clipboard, not a referee with a whistle. Listen to the warnings, then make the call. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. Pull up a quick example. 6 minutes of footage. Subject, a barber who's been cutting hair in the same shop for 41 years. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. You uploaded the footage last night. You went to bed. You walked away from a babysat upload and let the project ingest. By morning, every clip had a frame-by-frame description, every line of dialogue was transcribed, and the AI had written a synopsis. A profile of a longtime barber whose shop has outlasted 3 economic downturns and 2 generations of clientele. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. You open the project. You go to the storyboard view. You see 38 clips as a wall of tiles. You squint. You pick the framework. Three-act structure. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. You press suggest roles. The AI runs. 9 clips get tagged setup. The shots of the shop in the morning, the keys turning the lock, the first customer of the day, the wide of the street outside, the close-ups of the tools. 20 clips get tagged confrontation. The interview where the barber talks about almost closing in 2008, the cutaway of the rent notice on the door, the time-lapse of the neighborhood changing, the moment where his son asks if he's thought about retiring. 7 clips get tagged resolution. The customer who's been coming for 30 years walks in. The haircut happens in silence. The barber locks up at sunset. The empty chair from the morning. The lights go off. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. You scan. You disagree on 3. The time lapse of the neighborhood, you move from confrontation to setup. In your cut, it's establishing the world that's about to change. The shot of the son asking about retirement, you move from confrontation to resolution, because the way you heard the line, it lands as the calm acknowledgement at the end. The empty chair, you move up to setup. You want to open on it. You want the silence first. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to 3-act. Every 5 clips agreed, 3 you moved. That's a 1-minute review pass instead of a 90-minute first draft. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to 3-act. Switch to the structure view. Pacing curve says, setup 32%, confrontation 51%, resolution 17%. Setup band glows a little hot. Resolution glows a little cold. You agree with the cold resolution. You disagree with the hot setup. Your cold open is longer than usual on purpose. Override. Move on. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to 3-hide. Switch back to the timeline. The clips are now painted in the 3-act colors. Cyan setup, orange confrontation, magenta resolution. You can see, at a glance, where confrontation drops off and resolution begins. Scrub. Trim 2 seconds off the rent notice cutaway. Ramp the time lapse to land harder.
Ask the AI to score music that lifts in the resolution band. Export. Walkthrough. A short doc edited to three-act. You did the work. You made the choices. You moved the clips. But you didn't sit at clip lum, sten at click 17, wondering what the cut was about. The cut was about a barber. Setup, confrontation, resolution. The framework held the shape. You filled it. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. People talk about AI editing like the AI is supposed to make the cut. That's not what the narrative you did. The AI didn't decide what your story was. You decided. The AI translated your story-shaped intention into a clip-shaped timeline. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. When you can drop a brief and the AI reads it before cutting, and when the AI can show its work so you can see why every clip landed where it landed, the gap between story in your head and story on the timeline closes. The narrative view is one bridge. The chat is another. The brief is a third. All same job. Let you direct in the language of story and convert it down to timestamps so you don't have to. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. The taste stays with you. The clip counting goes away. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. Your edit is a story, not a list of timestamps. Now your timeline knows the difference. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. Reps in, reps out. Ship it. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. See you on the timeline. Why StoryBeats narrowed the gap. Garlels.